This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people.
Harper Audio presents The Witch's Kiss by Kate Corr and Elizabeth Corr, read by Katie Sobey.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, registered charity number 226227.
Then, the Kingdom of the South Saxons, 522 AD. Witches do not kneel. They do not grovel. They do not beg favours from any creature, mortal or immortal. At the most, they bargain. Meredith knew this, had known it for as long as she could remember. But as she scrambled up the steep hillside, shredding her skirts and her skin on the long thorns of may trees, the things she had been certain of were no longer enough. Finally, she reached the summit. This place was not holy, but it was old. Very, very old. Meredith passed through the outer ring of pine trees, so tall and close-growing they blocked out the sun and the wind, walking on until she got close to the single oak growing at the centre of the circle. The oak was twisted and split with age, green foliage flecked with cream. Not flowers, but bones, tied to the branches.